Congressman Shaka Fatah made his first appearance in federal court today and said he's done nothing wrong. Last month, prosecutors indicted the Philadelphia Democrat for allegedly stealing taxpayer dollars, misusing campaign funds, and even taking a bribe. Since then, he's been energetically maintaining his innocence, as WHYY's Bobby Allen explains.
After Fatah's quick arraignment, where he pled not guilty to all 29 charges, he took some questions from reporters outside the federal courthouse. Then-supporter Sharon Burdett walked by and saw a gaggle of cameras around someone she recognized.
I was like, that's Shaka Fatah, hi!
Burdett pushed through the crowd and shook Fatah's hand before the TV reporters piled on the questions.
So disappointed on what's going on with you right now. Everything going to work out. You're a good guy.
Fatah, for his part, also is disappointed and thinks he's a good guy. In the face of a federal indictment that accuses him of illegally repaying $1 million campaign loan with government money and also taking an $18,000 bribe from a lobbyist. Despite that, Fatah says he's focused on his constituents and winning re-election.
After I leave here today, I'm going to return to my work representing the people of the district. I'm going to be a candidate for re-election in the next year's primary for my 12th term in the Congress.
Fatah called me before the court hearing to expand on the brief words he'd planned to speak in front of the federal judge.
This is not what it appears to be, okay? That they got the goods, you know, I'm off to the caboose. The whole indictment is false.
The 11-term Democrat is free on $100,000 bail and had to forfeit his regular passport. Federal prosecutors agreed to let him keep his diplomatic passport for travel as a U.S. congressman. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.